Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The lepers raised their voice. That's what the Gospel said. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." They were so far away from Jesus that they had to shout to him to be heard. They raised their voice, they kept their distance. And if you have heard enough homilies about lepers in the Bible, maybe you know the reason why they kept their distance. Leprosy, or skin conditions like leprosy, not only were physically painful, but they made the person who had it ritually unclean. And this could, of course, spread. And so, in order to prevent the spreading of the ritual uncleanliness, lepers were kept at a distance. And so it was not only physical suffering. There's great spiritual and social isolation as a result. And so being respectful, the lepers kept their distance and shouted. And Jesus responds. He says, "Show yourselves to the priests." Why the priests? The old law made provision for people who had leprosy but then were healed of it. They could go to the priests, the priests could do certain rituals, and they'd be cleansed and be allowed to reintegrate into society, to return to their normal life. If you're bored, Leviticus 14 will let you know how they did it. So Christ says, go to the priests, and it's interesting the order he does it in. He does not heal them and then tell them to go to the priests. He tells them, go to the priests. And the lepers, still with leprosy, have to make their way, begin their journey. Trust they're not being sent on a wild goose chase. And as they go, they're healed. They're healed on the way. And so to set out, we see that all 10 of the lepers have a kind of faith. All 10 of the lepers plead, beg Jesus for mercy. All 10 of the lepers are cleansed, are healed. But one, the Samaritan, does something different from there. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. The distance the space, that which separated them from Jesus before when they had to shout, that's disappeared. This leper, the Samaritan, comes to Jesus and comes and falls at his feet. And Jesus says, your faith has saved you. Now, I already said that all 10 of the lepers had a kind of faith. But this leper had a fuller faith. I already said that all 10 lepers were healed, all 10 were saved from leprosy, but this leper has a fuller salvation, a spiritual salvation, an eternal salvation. And that fuller faith and that fuller salvation comes from the fact that he is near the Lord Jesus. We don't know exactly what happens to the other 9 lepers, but what seems to be implied is that they go to the priests, they're healed on the way, they receive the cleansing rituals they need, and then they return to their ordinary life, to the way they were before. It's understandable. You and I might do the same thing, but the gospel wants us to see a contrast. Both the Samaritan leper and the other 9 had God work in their lives. But the leper responded by drawing closer to Jesus. The other 9 responded by taking that action, returning to their normal life, and going further away from Christ. It's an important thing for us to see, and the gospel holds it up for you and I to see, because most of us here, most of us watching at home, have a kind of a faith. Most of us have a kind of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Most of us have a kind of a spiritual life. On our good days, most of us can see that God has acted in our lives. And we have the opportunity to respond in one of two ways. We can respond like the 9. We can make our spiritual life something that supports our normal life, so to speak. We can take our relationship with Jesus and make it a means to another end. Go to Mass, but mostly for the comfort it brings. We can pray for a job situation, for a relationship, hoping that it's restored and we can go on like nothing happened. These aren't bad things. But if that's the primary focus in our spiritual life, we're missing something. We're missing what the leper had. We're missing what our spiritual life can be, not something on the side that supports our normal life, but the thing that structures the rest of our life around it. That our relationship with Jesus is not a means to some other end, but an end itself. That when I recognize that God has been active in my life, I can use it as an opportunity, not to drift back into old habits, but to move closer to the Lord Jesus. Both of these are options that are held before us. And you and I have to decide which we're going to be like, the Samaritan leper or the other nine.